countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, while I was gallivanting in Kerry, Brenda Dinahoo was travelling the highways and byways of County Monaghan. There she met volunteers who had been explaining to her the impact of COVID-19 on their work. And Brenda is in studio to tell me more. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Marty. Just to say, Danny Riley from the Cronas is upstairs. Everything's fine. Yes,
well, I'm glad you got that in there, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I can see where I said hello to him. Yeah. Your bottom of the pile.
Bye-bye, Marty. Hello, yeah. Danny. Yes.
Absolutely.
Now,
anyway,
when
yes.
you headed to Monaghan, you began by meeting Joe Mulholland and mm-hmm. Carmel Hill.
Yeah.
Who are they and what is the connection between them?
Well, I picked Monaghan, but I could have picked any county because I think there was an outpouring of volunteer support all over the country wanting to help those in need during COVID-19, as we know. But Joe Mulholland is a volunteer with Helping Hands. And Helping Hands is a great idea for a service. Basically, it helps people with minor repairs and odd jobs, particularly if you have a disability or if you're older. So things like mowing the lawn, installing handrails, tacking down carpets, changing plugs, fuses, light bulbs, that kind of thing, hanging curtains. So things that people really get stuck on. They're small things, but they're also absolutely huge things. Now, Joe Mulholland is a volunteer with Helping Hands. And the interesting thing is because they go into people's homes, they weren't able to do all they wanted to do during the pandemic. So Joe was just back up and at it, back in the game. She was volunteering. And I met her outside Carmel Hill's house and she was going in to help Carmel. And she was really excited just to be back, to be doing something and to be giving back to the community.
Today I'm up to visit Carmel and it's great to be back on board and it's wonderful after this lockdown to be able to reconnect back into the community. I'm so looking forward to this.
So you volunteer with Helping Hands?
I do.
Why?
Why? Because I like giving back to the community. I am a retired nurse and I've always been in that caring profession. I have time on my hands now and so I thought why not do a little bit of voluntary work? So I was led to do this.
And Joe, I know you do a lot of odd jobs for the people that you visit and that's a great help. Mm-hmm. But it's bigger than that, what you do really, isn't it?
It is. It's about connecting with people, your presence. And it allows them to, if there's anything annoying or niggling, that they'll be able to convey it to you and you can bring it back to the coordinator. Some of these people have no families and this is the reason that we are helping because if nobody belonged to them. Well, what I do is kind of menial little tasks. It's not about the job. As I keep saying, it's about the connection with the person. And that's very, very important.
Well, we better go in. Who are we going to visit and tell me about your jobs today, Jo?
My job today, I got a phone call from Lisa, who's the coordinator, to visit Carmel. Carmel had requested that she's having visitors and she would like me to go in and prep her home before they arrive. Carmel developed what we call a macular degenerative problem in 1984, so her eyesight has slowly deteriorated and she kind of depends on others to kind of be her eyes. And yeah, so I'm her eyes today.
Will we go in? We're outside her house here.
Yes.
She must be excited to see you.
Yeah, I really look forward to this. Now, as I said, because of the lockdown, there's been this disconnection. Mm. But now today we're reconnecting. We just take our time. We'll ring the bell and we'll wait for Carmel because it does take her some time to come to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Carmel.
How are you
today?
How are you? I'm good, thanks.
You're looking fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And you know what I really like? I like your little chain.
Well, this is what they call an angel whisper.
Ah.
You know, I love my angel, so
I love that. So. Connection.
Hello, Carmel. I'm Brenda.
Hello,
with RTE Countrywide. How are you doing?
Lovely to meet you, Brenda. I hear you on the radio, so lovely to meet the person in the real sense of the word.
So, Carmel, how are you today and how good is it to see Joe, first of all?
No, I'm keeping good and, yeah, always delighted to see Joe because she's a great help to me and I always look forward to the day she's coming. More for the chat and she does the little bit of dusting for me, so that's brilliant. Things that I can't get to, she is of great benefit.
Can I ask you a little bit about yourself because you have a problem with your eyesight, is that right?
I have an eye condition called retinitis pigmentosa, RP for short. Now, in the last few years, it has deteriorated quite a bit. And I also developed AMD, which is age macular degeneration. I can see you, not clearly.
That's probably a good thing. I'm in your kitchen, thank you, surrounded by a lot of fridge magnets and lovely pictures of grandchildren and family.
Yes.
I presume it's been hard during lockdown, has it?
Yeah, it was. It's lonely. Yeah. You know, you feel very isolated because you know somebody can't come in. And I would easily knock over maybe ornaments or things. It unnerves me to try and get jobs like that done. So somebody else taking over, that means a lot.
What I or others take for granted, you know, cleaning windows or being able to take a mop and, you know, mop a floor, clean a floor, that means a lot to Carmel. And she does appreciate it. I get a great sense of pleasure from doing it.
Carmel, it's lovely to meet you. You better go and start working,
oh,
so,
gosh.
Joe.
And lovely to meet you, Brenda. And you're very welcome to Monaghan. And thank you for coming to my home.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just saying there, Brenda, simple jobs make such a difference.
Absolutely. And what is simpler than a good morning call? Because that was my next stop in terms of meeting some volunteers. I went down to Castle Blaney and I met Geraldine Smith, and she is a volunteer with Good Morning. Now, Good Morning is a free phone service to people over 65 who may find themselves isolated, lonely, fearful, and people call them and they just reassure them, and they also check in on them to make sure they're safe, etc., in their own home. But it's that social contact, that human contact, that has been so vital during the pandemic. And the Good Morning Monaghan service really came into its own during this time. And I met one of their volunteers, the wonderful Geraldine Smith.
Hello.
Hello, Margaret. This is Geraldine, yes, from Good Morning Monaghan. How are you, Margaret?
I'm doing grand, Geraldine.
That's great. You're looking forward to getting out and about and getting out for a walk with the dog?
When the rain goes over, Geraldine.
That's right,
Margaret.
That'd
be looking for something. Be nice.
I retired from nursing and I had a very varied life in nursing. And in the latter years, the last 15 years, I managed a nursing home in Monaghan. And as a result of that, I became acutely aware of the social isolation and loneliness for older people in the community. And so I wanted to continue doing something in the community and give something back.
When you're calling somebody and you're having a nice chat about their family or their dog or a little bit of local gossip or news or whatever, you probably are checking in on their health as well in a very subtle way.
Oh, absolutely. By talking to them, you can tell what kind of form they're in, how they're feeling. Generally, they will tell you anyway how they feel and if there's anything wrong with them or if they've had to go to the doctor or they've any problems, they need anything done. Yes, you get a very broad picture from them from just a phone call.
So over lockdown, with some of the people you were calling, what is it that you observed most? Did you notice anything different?
I most certainly did. The isolation and the loneliness increased, and the fear, because they were so afraid of getting COVID-19 and they were cut off from their families. Oh, it was very sad. Not only that, but a lot of these older people were very involved in the churches, going to services, and that was all shut down too. And they felt they had absolutely nothing in their lives anymore. There was no structure to their day, to their week, for that matter. Everything was so strange. So it was very reassuring to have a friendly voice, to have somebody calling whom they knew really did care and really did want to help them.
Geraldine, what do you think is the great thing about this Good Morning service?
Well, you know, Brenda, in life, people suffer and endure so much. It's nice to have a bit of kindness, and it's very important that you can be a friendly voice for somebody. And it goes a long way just to make a phone call. Thanks for taking the call, and I'll talk to you again next week or later in the week. Okay, Margaret. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
I love the Monaghan accent and those great volunteers in Monaghan. Well, their effort is being replicated across the country. Thank you so much, Brenda.
Pleasure.
And if you want to contact any of these services in County Monaghan, it's midl.ie. That's the Monaghan Integrated Development.ie.